if my husband is going to leave me, and if it is your will, I cannot stop them. But I'm not also going to stop my relationship with you, Lord.
Welcome to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Hi, this is Rich, Rich Homeris.
And I'm Bobby, Bobby Hamlin. We're continuing our phone conversation with a dear sister in the Lord, Evangeline Rodriguez, who lives in the New York City area. Now, she's been telling us about working on Wall Street, living what she thought was the good life, until the Word of God, the Bible, completely changed her.
Did others see a change in you?
Oh, yeah.
And comment?
My husband is the first one. People will say, what is going on with you? I stopped drinking. Mm. I stopped going out, dancing. And before, to be honest with you, I used to dress up really, you know, because I was working in Wall Street and, you know, all this kind of thing. You know, you make money and you got it. You got it all going on.
Yes.
Not that. When you start reading the Word of God, God can show you how to become a totally different person. You're not the same. It's like the party girl that used to party and prepare party is now the boring one. I've lost some good friends because when we used to go, we go for drink, we go for this. It's totally transformation.
Just like the Bible says, when we're
Absolutely.
Born again, we are a new creature. Old things are passed
Absolutely.
Away, and all things are new.
Absolutely. And like also he said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And you know what's so beautiful, Rich? My transformation is just directly from God's doing. Because, you know, like some of the words in the Bible are hard to understand.
Sure.
But when I'm reading it, it's like he's talking to me. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
Sure.
And then I learn how to read, comparing scriptures with scriptures.
As this new change was going on and your friends were starting to pull back and move away from you, did you feel hurt? Did you feel like
yeah.
this new walk was really difficult for you?
My first one that I was so worried was my husband. I thought he was going to leave me because, you know, he's not used to seeing me the way I am. And being with him for a long time been so beautiful witness. So I said, Lord, so if my husband is going to leave me and if it is your will, I cannot stop him. But I'm not also going to stop my relationship with you, Lord. So every Saturday when I'm by myself, you know, because my husband is a mailman, I'm by myself, I start, you know, crying, Lord, what I'm doing now. You know, everything's in your hand, whatever you decide. This life is better than the life before, although just this hard thing, you know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
And then my husband says, I don't know if this is working. And I'm like, you see that, Lord? You heard him.
Well, how did he change that situation with Mike?
What happened is we're still going to Catholic Church. Something really happened that I didn't get saved inside the church. I got saved outside.
Let me just say, if I can jump in here for a second, I would just say that if anybody doesn't understand that, it's because what it's all about and the rebirth is our relationship with the Lord, right? It's not connected with the church necessarily.
No, born again.
He could use the church, but it has
yes.
to do with our own personal relationship with the Lord. And I think that's
yes.
just a beautiful illustration of that.
And not only that, that's how I learned that we are the church and we go to the building.
Yes, the people.
So,
right, God's
we
children
are the,
of the
church.
Church.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So all this thing is happening, and I said to my husband, listen, if you still want to go to the church, I'm not going, but I'm going to start reading the Bible every Sunday. I guess the Lord put it in his heart. It's like, listen, you don't touch my anointed. you know, I'm going to start the Bible reading. If you are willing, we'll read Bible together. So we start reading the Bible together Sunday. And then the first year, like, we'll have a controversy because, listen, you know, because I'm reading it. And, of course, I always give him the right to read because he's the head of the family. He will be the one to read, and I will be the one to listen.
Yeah, he probably appreciated that, too. And then it also exposes him to God's word.
Absolutely, absolutely. And of course, I've learned from the Bible that the husband will always be the head of the family. And I know where my place is. But at the same time, in learning, in the eyes of God, we are all equal. Do you understand? So my knowledge of the Bible is like, really, really, day by day, I read my Bible, I study, I do this. I go so late to bed that once I write things, I have to go back and see what's going on. Then I go to the Old Testament and make sure that this is what it's saying.
Diligently studying the scriptures, as 2 Timothy 2 verse 15 says, presenting ourselves approved to God, a person who does not need to be ashamed, rightly studying and seeking understanding from God's Word, the Bible. And we'll return to our telephone talk with Evangeline in just a moment. So stay with us.
You're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to connect with you. Just go to our website, Connections with Rich and Bobby, and Bobby is spelled BOBBI.com. That's all one word, connectionswithrichandbobby.com. And there you'll see all of our podcasts, along with all of our contact information.
You can also connect with us on social media by friending us on Facebook, post on Instagram, or tweet us on Twitter.
Now let's return to our phone conversation with Evangeline as she continues talking about her new changed life in Christ.
And that was the beginning of where I'm at right now. These 9 years, God had used me. I've bought Bible, Bobby. I've shared materials to friends, family, everywhere. I go travel. I don't even pay for my travel because the Lord put someone else to pay for my travel. And I just share the Bible. I share, you know, like, I work in the hospital, and if somebody comes to me with a long face, they'll say, another day, another dollar. And I would say, listen, aren't you blessed? You have a job. You know, how many people don't have it? And you're working to a good hospital, good job. You know, don't you think about thanking God? He said, oh, yeah, you're right. So I try to encourage people because the Lord said that's what our job is, to encourage people, to lead them to Him. Because it's a lot of people, even I've met a lot of Christians, friends, and they've been there before I do. And sometimes they want to say, I want to be where you are. And I said, where I'm at? I didn't ask for it. It was given to me as a gift. You know what I mean, Bobby?
Yes, absolutely. Well, praise God. He really had a wonderful effect on your life and also on Mike's as his eyes were opened.
Not only Mike, Bible has been part of the family, my children, my grandchildren too.
Oh,
and
wow.
Family. Every time we have to eat or to celebrate, we start in the Word of God and my daughter-in-law, who is my reader, but she is a teacher. So I tell her, listen, that's your lot. You got to read the Word of God. And I'm just delighted to really grateful to the use of the Lord because, you see, in my family, I'm like the center of good times. My siblings, they're more old-fashioned, they're more religious. But the Lord opened my heart, opened my eyes. And
yes.
Some of them, they don't have that yet. And I think there's like kind of like jealousy, or I know him too. And I'm not fighting that you don't know. I just hope that you do. But, you know, if you're saying that and you're telling me that I have a wrong religion and that you're just judging me as the child of God, I didn't even ask. I didn't even know that I have to get saved. I didn't even know that. I thought just doing the work and going to church, this and that. I didn't know that all the things that I've done in past is really, really sin and all these things. You know what I'm saying? So that's what had become for me. And these 9 years, I'm just ready, and until he comes, to really serve him faithfully. It's a lot of work sometimes, you know, heartaches, but I don't listen to my heartaches because I know that the final day will be a celebration.
Absolutely. Well, Evangeline, he's had such an impact on your life, and then he's used you to share the gospel with others, and especially important even now, because right now we're living in such an unusual time with a pandemic, with protests for civil and human rights going on, and so much crime in the streets and natural disasters. It's just unbelievable what's going on right now. But you live right in New York City metropolitan area. When COVID-19 first came and hit our nation, it was the epicenter of the pandemic. So how was life for you right then? Can you tell us what happened? How did it seem when you were right there in the middle of it in New York? And how was it hitting you and your family?
Well, that's what I'm saying. The Lord has prepared me, Bobby Rich. If he did not prepare me 9 years, I would have been lost because I get nervous. I worry about every little thing. I have become like the backbone of the family. Like I tell my husband, listen, this is God-given. No man bring this. He knows he is the center of everything. And, of course, we have to still be careful. You know, you wash your hands, you cover it. But if this is God-given, we cannot stop this. So we just have to come to God, to be more closer to him. And actually, that's been my life. Even to all of my friends, I'm always telling them that, listen, that the Lord knows everything. In the midst of this thing, he is in control in everything. And we better just trust and do, you know, what he expected us to do. Come closer. And, you know, in my church, since I attend a Living Hope church, and, you know, I've shared a lot of materials, a lot of books with them, and I've been more open to them, you know, letting them know that all of these, of course, even in with our pastor, I will get in contact with him. It's part of our testing and trials. The Lord knows our heart, and if our heart truly belongs to him, and we have nothing to worry about every single day. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. How do we fear that?
Yeah.
We have to just concentrate on what he wants us to do, to do his work while there's still life.
Letting our light so shine, as Matthew 5 verse 16 says, giving glory to God as we do his work in pointing people to Christ. And we'll be continuing our telephone conversation with Evangeline on our next podcast, so be sure to join us then and invite others to listen as well.
Also, if you'd like to find out more about our guest Evangeline Rodriguez, her life and her journey, just go to our website at Connections with Rich and Bobby, again, all one word and Bobby spelled with an I, .com, and click on Program Insights. That's Program Insights on ConnectionsWithRichAndBobby.com.
And we'd love to have you subscribe to our podcast on this platform or any of the others like iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify. It's free. Then, if you have a smart speaker, you can also listen to us there by simply saying, Alexa, Siri, or Hey Google, play the podcast Connections with Rich and Bobby.
And then finally, you can connect with us on social media, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So please do take a moment to contact us and let us know about you and where you're from. And if you have another moment, we'd love to hear what you think about our podcasts.
This is Connections, connecting with one another, as Romans 1 verse 12 says, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. So thank you for listening, and remember, tell others and spread the word, God's word.
And don't forget to join us next time on Connections with Rich and Bobby.